paths ahead of you that he could have chosen, and he rejected them all, and he went on a whole new derech. And we're trying to understand what that derech is, not from a historical point of view, because we want to know how it's going to help us survive, because without understanding Avraham Avinu, we can't understand how to deal with this generation's specific challenges that we find ourselves with. And we mentioned about the pasuk ben Avraham v'kizes haaretz cheres, that if you don't get it right, cherim, sorry, there's Obdon v'chilyon, the complete total destruction. And he said, this is what we ended with, somebody doesn't walk with Hashem today, it's completely wiped out. If you mechkrei hagoyim al neske technology la noishi soilam u moisriya soilam, harishoilam hu rakri klas cheirim umish nitzel yichye mishye lechachre Hashem. Rak mishu yevores atzmoy v'yachzo lamayle sa'oves lasu esemes meyeshu emes yachzik mamad. Only somebody who's learning from the avos and walking in the derech of the avos is somebody that has the kalim to be machzik mamad, to deal with the nishoyness of this generation. That's where we got up to last week, I believe. It's a bit hard to put all the pieces together, yeah? Well, slowly we'll get it together. Tes Vav. Zu hi matarosu shel sefer ze. That's the goal of the sefer. Livdok yachad, together to work out, kama hanhagot shehishtolshu bekerev machaneinu machmes sibes shoneis kvi sheval ha'alan. Hanhagas shemekeiram betachbulais milchoma keneged ha'yetze shayapam v'ayom ein le'mokum. To take and have a look at the matzav we're in. Have a look what hanhogas and aspects we had of the way we used to fight the Yetzer Hara, and see what's relevant and what's not relevant anymore today. Hanhogas elu aim shirim mimachomas kedusha shelchamnu b'nei Yisrael b'yetzer b'biton kol ha'doyres. We have today leftovers of hanhagas that we used to fight the Yetzer in previous generations. Kasher b'rosh ha'machane holchu mitzbiyim al milchama, reish b'nei Yisrael dai b'kol ha'tabata. In every generation, there were the leaders of the people that knew what was necessary to fight the particular Yetzer of that generation. We have to see how much of that we're still involved in today. That's not relevant anymore. Alayla lesboinu lahavin shelo kol hanhagim matima lanu kiyoyim. We have to meditate and understand that not every, you have to be careful here, we're not talking about throwing out minhagim, that's all we're talking about. We're talking about tools and kalim that used to be used to fight the Yetzer Hara that may be totally irrelevant today. Yitokhen shedvorim rabim shenhagu ben pam, shayu b'chinas eis laso es Hashem hofri torosecho, that in those days were more relevant and were eis laso es Hashem, v'hem itzilu otanu, and that's what kept us alive when we are today because of them. Hayom hem ra'al v'heres bishvilei, it could be poison for us today. Well, let's he just said that's the goal of the safe, is to look out and see and check out what's relevant and what's not. Let's see. What do you mean? The Torah never changes. What? We're not talking about changing the Torah, Chas v'Chalila. We didn't start a new Vadia Apikolsi. There's enough of those out there. We want to understand hanhogas, responses, approaches. Let's see. We'll see examples, it will become clearer. Avraham Avinu, shaya talmidu shel Noach v'Shem, lo kibul es hamuskomos mehem, kedom avoru mo'elov, ele choka al manat legalot et avoyre, gam aleinu lizboinu ne'im kol hadvorim hamusmochim, heim achein ya'alim v'poilim es pulosam hanachoyna. Avraham Avinu was a talmid of Noach. He learned b'Shem v'Eva, and he sent his children to learn b'Shem v'Eva even after he rejected their derech. But that doesn't mean that he just went after them and took everything that they had for him. He went through his own avoid and his own understanding to discover what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted from him. If they're not good and they're not going to help you today, you have to go away from them and find other solutions. Obviously, Torah solution. It has to be the Torah. We're not looking here for inventing and making Maya's up. Yudgash v'bi'aitiv. Ein kavanosa limtoyach b'kheires olazalzat chas v'chelila b'shuma noga. No one's coming to be mazalas in any hanoga or to change anything in the Torah. El livdok b'seikel v'das v'bina. To understand using seikel, das, bina, Torah das. Gam hayom ani yochen mashtamesh bo or lo? Can we use these things or not? Is this gun that we're using today relevant to the war we're fighting? You have to say Shema, you have to say Shema. No one's saying not. Pesach's coming and have to matzahs. No, it's a local kachmatim. We know who says. Kashrus is about health today. We're all healthy. So chas v'chalila. No one's talking about that. That's partial. I'm not talking about that. Obviously, the Torah doesn't ever change. The Sefer is meant for those of us that have already been through the first three volumes of Pirkei Machshava. We understand the basic principles. And we want to know now, Lamaisa, what do we do? Halacha Lamaisa. So you've learned all the principles. Now what do you do? The first principles have been defined and understood. Now we need to know exactly how do we conduct ourselves in specific situations. After we've been through all the sugyas, we understand the sugyas properly. We've been on the seminars. We learned it all. Now we know everything. Now what do we change? What do we lamaisa? What do we do? Yudgashuv ena kavana l'shanot et mina makubal. We're not even coming to change anything that's makubal. El lahavin eiza trufa relevantit v'hachrochis hayoyim v'eiza trufa pak kufa. What medication is relevant to the disease we're facing today? What medicine is over its expiry date? Kulani yodim shamarot shebeis merkachat machil es atrufot lekol hamachalot. You go into a pharmacy, they've got all the different medicines for all the different sicknesses. Ach oy voy lemi shemishtamesh bemi bli hadrocha. Somebody walks in and just starts taking pills. What's your problem? I don't know, just give me some pills, I'll be fine. You have to know what your problem is. You have to know what pulls matim, what dosage to take. I call tzrichliot with seichel.
But the problem is the pill doesn't do it. It's not a pill that cures you.
We're not talking about that. We're just bringing it as a marshal.
If no, I the pills that cure, of course. Struggle with that all
we're
the
trying
time,
to understand though. What the Torah. We want to understand what the Torah has to say to us about our particular spiritual illness and what the Torah says to cure it, because the Torah does cure it. That's the nimshul of it. There were trufas and odd trufot that are very helpful and work sometimes, but today they don't work anymore. We need new medications. They're not new, they're old medications. They just need to be repacked, that's all. You'll see, there's nothing new yet, it's all old. We've forgotten about some of the old stuff. That's number one, in summary. There's hamaisa things that this generation needs to do, and it's not enough to just sit back and fetch about the problems. We have to go out and fix and rectify what needs fixing. As we'll explain further on. Even if the whole world's against you, as we mentioned many times here, just because everyone's doing it doesn't mean it's right, and just because no one's doing it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. You have to be a yochid. We're talking about only in our world, only in our frum world. There are millions of paths. Call Yehudi, he's Olam Ali, he's got his own unique tafkid in the world. We're not amongst the goyim.
You say against us.
No, no, we're talking about the milchomas hayetzah. We're talking about the yetzah holiyah. We're not talking about the milchom against the goyim. That's another milchom. We're talking here, we mentioned it before, we're talking about the milchomas hayetzah. Punazuhi halicha bedarche avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov hamitbakeshes mitanu lifnei bo yoyim Hashem agorul banayra. And the pu'ula, the derech we're going to find, what we need to find is going to be understanding Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That's our guiding light here. Perek Beis. Istakel b'raisa b'ro lomoy. Hashem looked in the Torah and created a world. B'perek zeh yizba maduri aronos eilu המבואים בפרק המחשוב הנירים מחודשים לא ללמדו בדוירס עוברו ולא שמענו עליהם כל כך. The first question people always used to ask in the seminars was, if this is true and it's the right derech, can anybody ever teach us this? Why weren't we taught this? To understand why this wasn't taught before and why, even though it's Torah, it's new. Hamaral bedrusha la mitzvahs, maybe as divrei chazal b'midrash, ala posuk v'ye etzloi amun. Al tikre amun ele umun. Amri Torah. Ani hayiti kli umunosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says, I am the kli umunosoi. I am the tool. An umun is a master craftsman. And this is the tool of the master craftsman. The Torah says, I am the tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Melech doesn't build a castle, he gets an Uman to do it. The Uman doesn't just build a castle, he has a plan, he has a tochnit, he knows exactly how to do it. He doesn't just start building. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and created the world. He had a plan. He didn't just do it. Shenema Breishis Bara Elokim, Ve'ein Reishis El Torah, Shenema Hashem Kolani Reishis Darchoi. Ein Reishis El Torah. The first thing Hashem created was the Torah. The Torah, he then looked in the Torah and created the world. Umefarash HaMaral V'zeh L'Shoina. Okay, now learning Marals is not my speciality. I'm just going to do what he does here. Zeh Mod Kasheh. Learning Marals is not something everybody is zoichet to do. Ki Hashem Bora Hashem Yisbarach HaLomoy. When Hashem created his world, Yesh Miayin, Bora Kefi HaRoi El HaTachli SheNivra Olav. He created according to what he saw the purpose of the Bria was going to be. Kamo HaAdam K'sheboine Bais, Hu Boine Ad SheRoi L'Dira V'Laso Yisboi Kol HaRoi Lo. But a person's going to build a house. He builds it based on the fact that he wants to live there and what's going to be fitting and what's he going to need in his house. Kach bora Hashem Yisbarach HaLomo b'shvila Adam. V'Adam la'avad is boira k'movua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Adam. And Adam has to serve Hashem, as I'll explain. V'avadosoi hi b'Torah. And his avoid is in Torah. Hinei, bonai ad shehu roi Adam sheboi v'latchliso idahanu avoides Hashem Yisbarach sheledei HaTorah. He built the world until it's fitting, so that it's fitting, that its purpose, which is avoides Hashem, can be fulfilled via the Torah. Zuhu sheayim abit b'Torah v'boro oima, sherot salim sheayim abit b'Torah sheavadosoi. Hashem looked in the Torah, which is the avoider of the Jews. Person has to keep the Torah. So Hashem built a world in such a way that a Jew can keep the Torah. That which it says in the Gemara that 248 mitzvahs asay, the 248 positive mitzvahs, that Hashem created connected the limbs of a person, the 365 mitzvahs lota say, which are connected the days of the year, the solar year. Ain perusha shel akach nosen ramach mitzvahs asay neged avorov shel adam v'chein etzel achama. Dezei einu ki atayre nivrosu koydem akol. Doesn't mean that Hashem gave 248 mitzvahs against the 248 avorim. Means a person's got 248 avorim, so he needs 248 mitzvahs. No. Dezei einu ki atayre nivrosu koydem akol. The Torah was created first. Rak. Hashem saw this 248 mitzvahs. No, I need to create a person who's got 248 limbs. This man who's living 365 days, whatever, he needs 365 mitzvahs, laws, I say, whatever. That means Hashem didn't create stalker because there's poor people in the world. Why do we give stalker? Because there's poor people in the world, right? No. Hashem looks in the Torah and says, oh, you have to give stalker. Who's going to give stalker? Everyone's got money. So we have to make rich people, we have to make poor people. The rich people give stalker to the poor people. Hashem looks in the Torah and says, kibud avayim. Oi, what am I going to do? We need parents. Wasn't planning on that. We're just going to fall out of the sky. Okay, we'll make parents. That's how you have to look at the Torah. And by the way, that comes down to Chazal as well. There was a thing called Pesach. Oh, Lachinam. Yeah. The Avos kept Pesach. Avram ate matzah on Pesach. Long before Yetzias Mitzrayim. By the way, that works by Chazal as well. Hashem's mistakel boraisa boralamoy, that means even by the Torah Shabal Peh. Torah Shabiksav, Hashem wants to create a world. Where does he look in Torah Shabiksav? He goes to Aron HaKodesh, takes it a Sefer Torah, he looks in Torah Shabiksav. Where does he look when he wants to create something to feed Torah Shabal Peh? It's like, I'm Torah. He looks in the hearts and the minds of the Chachamim of that generation. And he builds the world according to what they say. Someone's phoning you, I don't know. You're hearing me or whatever. There's a famous Maisa, and we can go on for hours on this, but there's a famous Maisa that illustrates this. Somebody came to the Chazanish with a lung disease that the doctors told him the only person that can cure him is a certain surgeon in France, in Paris. You heard of that? No. In Paris, there's a certain surgeon who can operate on this particular disease and no one can help him. The Chazanish asked the Chazanish, what should he do? The Chazanish asked him to describe the disease. He looked at it, whatever. He said, whatever you do, don't leave Eretz Yisrael. Call man, you in Eretz Yisrael will be fine. The minute you step out of Yisrael, you're a dead man. But the doctors are saying, the doctors were wrong again. God stayed in Eretz Yisrael, lived a long life. They asked the Chazanish, Mazir, Nevua? He said, no. It's a Mefurish Siman in Shulchan Aruch. The particular disease has, lung disease he has, is the subject of a machloikas, the machaber and the ramor. Whether that makes a behemoth treif or not. Yeah? The ramor paskins is a treifer. The machaber paskins is not a treifer. In Europe, we paskin like the ramor. That means if he's in Europe, he's tachat the shlit of the ramor and he's a treifer. You won't see after a year. That's the definition of a treifer. Yeah, you won't live more than a year. In Eretz Yisrael, we pass like the Mechaber, who holds it's not a treifer. Calls money's in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem has to consult with the Mechaber before he kills this guy. Calls money's there, it's not a treifer, so he can live a happy long life. Poshut. Hashem has to look into the Torah before he can pass it. The Torah says that this man's not a treifer, he's not a treifer. He goes to Europe, Hashem looks into the remorse, Torah, he's a treifer. So, that means the halachas convey the mitzias, not the other way around. We think Chazal were very clever, they looked at the world, understood the world very well, and they described the world. That's not what's happening. The world looks the way it does because Chazal said that's what it has to look like. You want another example from Chazal? Never mind from the Chazanish. The Gemara, Baba Kama, there was a certain Jew called Nechemia or Nechunya Chayfasichin. He used to build wells. He was the head of the a mutar that built wells, there should be water for the Oile Regal. That's what he did. He was doing the people should have water when they were Oile Regal. Millions of people used to come to Yerushalayim. There should be water for them. So he used to go and raise money and build wells and whatever. One day his daughter fell into a well. It's not clear if it was one of his wells or any well, but she fell into a well. So they came to Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa to say, what should we do? He said, it's fine. She's fine. Shalom. They came back a while later. He said, shalom. They came back a third time. He said, also, she's already out. So they went and they found her. She was out. She asked, what happened? So she said, an old man with a long white beard riding on a donkey came and took me out. Unfortunately, that was Avram Avinu, whatever. Okay, Basidah. They asked Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa, what do you mean, shalom, shalom, also? What do you mean, she's okay, and then she came out. He said like this, I know how long a person can survive in that pit for. So when he first came to me, I knew she was still fine because she could still be alive. Second time, still. Third time, I knew if she's still in the pit, she's dead. Therefore, she had to be out because ani oime, that somebody who is Torayach in a certain area for the well-being of the cloud cannot be hurt by that area. Since the father was Torayach to provide wells and water for Klal Yisrael, that well couldn't hurt him. Or a well couldn't hurt his daughter. Ani oime. Says the Gemara, Afal Pikein, his son died of thirst. How can Yechunya's son die of thirst? This is all the Rishoni Masters got. Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa said, it's not your toast, it's not your tochen. He was Torah to make sure that people had water. That's why his daughter couldn't die in the well. How did his son die of thirst? Shittim HaKabetzos asked this question. The Shittim HaKabetzos answers like this. Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa wasn't alive by the son. So what? What kind of a teretz is that? That's how he ends off. He says, Yeshloime, Shalu Tzadik wasn't in the world already. So what? If there's a klal in the world that you can't die in that situation, you can't die in the situation. Mazek Kashur didn't say the schus of Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa, she survived. There was a Torah here. Kol's man that he was Torah in a certain area. That area can't hurt him. Maich Patli Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa is alive or not. So Moshe Shapiro Zatzal explained like this. Hashem's Boro Olamoy, where does he look? Is he stuck of a Raisa? Yeah? When Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa was alive, he was the God Lador, he was the Torah. He didn't say there's a klal in the world. He said, Ani oime. Ani oime. Kol's man, Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa was alive. Then Ani oime existed in the world that was Torah. After he died, there was no one to get up and say Ani oime. So the son could die. It's not a Yisod in Torah. I mean, it's a Yisod in Torah, but it's not a... What's written in Chumash is written in Chumash. You can't change that. What's written on the hearts of the minds of the Chachomim, another Chachom got up afterwards and said, didn't say any oime. That means, Kol Zman Rabbi Chinna ben Dosa says, love, he's Koveya, the reality. Hashem's hands are tied. Because he has to look in the Torah and create the world. It's Nifla. There are more Paskins, the guy's a traifer. He's a traifer. You better get out of Europe fast. Come to Eretz Israel. Many cases, many examples of this. That's what the Ramon saying. That's what the Maharal saying. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. Not that the world, that the Torah looks the way it does because that's what the world needs. You need stocker because there's poor people. No. You need poor people because there's stocker. That's basic aleph base. Let's expand this. The Torah is the plan of the world. This guy's a busy guy. You're on again. No, I don't mind. I don't want to be heard in public. The Torah is the plan of the world. And all the mitziyut ha-kayamas ba'olam l'neged einayinu hem kach b'pnei she-kach kosu v'Torah. Like we just said. Everything that exists in the world, that you see in the world, looks the way it does. You know why? Because that's what the Torah says. Lo she'a Torah nosenes lanu pitronot mala soti masha korobo olam. Not that the Torah gives us solutions, what do we do in the following situations? Ela le'efach, hasibah she'yesh ke'elu dvarim bo'olam hi she'kach kosu b'Torah. If you want to know why there's corona in the world, because they're mashe kosuv b'toira. You have to know where to find it in the Torah. I was a katuv b'toira, because if it wasn't, it couldn't be here. And nothing can exist in the world if it's not in the Torah. If you can find something that exists in the world that's not in the Torah, then the Torah can't be true, chas v'chalila. He looked in the Torah and built the world. Everything in the world has to have a source in the Torah, otherwise it can't exist. Ludugma, ana regilim lachshov shatayre mitzava lo signoi b'glash sheyesh kanovim b'olam. Another example, he's given examples, I brought a few already. We think, you know why there's a thing called lo signov in the Torah? Because there's people who steal. And you have to tell them, no, don't steal. Well, is there lo signov in the Torah? Din she'os lignoiv. And what to do if somebody does steal? See, that's not true. The truth is, that's not the correct perspective of the Metzia of the Olam. You know what? There's a Metzia of Gneiv in the world. Because they're thieves. No. Because the Torah says lo signoiv. Ah, there's a little signov in the Torah. Oh, so now there's a hymns damnut for you to be gneiva. V'dvar Hashem b'toiru atachni shel kol ha'olam amasha anemoitzim b'olam hu mitnei shekach kosi b'toiru. What you see in the world, what comes out in the world, is because it's written in the Torah that way. We're not talking about Bechira now. You have to see that now you've just expanded a new insight into the miracle of Bechira. Okay. So now we can summarize and say like this. Kol ha'dvarim ha'mitchadshim ba'olam, everything that's mechadish in the world, boim lelamed otanu liyizboinan b'toira v'limtzois ha'chidushim alalu b'toira. Everything that comes into the world, there's a microwave oven in the world. You better go look in the Torah and see, can you use a microwave oven? What is the dinim of a microwave oven? Is it bishul, is it not bishul? How do you kashu? What about Pesach? What about Bosav Acholov? What about Shabbos? What? The million halachas. There's a book this thick on Hilchos microwave ovens. Microwaves is a new thing. Yeah, but it's written in the Torah somewhere with all its dinim halachas. You better go find them and apply the Torah's principles to that new materials. Kol ha'dvarim ha'mischachim bo'ilam bo'im le'lam ha'ritan ha'lizbo'inan b'Torah ve'limtso et ha'chidushim halalu b'Torah. Everything you see stovering around in the world, you have to know what's Das Torah on this. What does the Torah say about this? It's look for it in the Torah, because the Torah has to talk about it. The Marot Shano Amunim ala klal shel chadesh osam in a Torah. Ulam chidush a Torah ha'olim b'toich a Torah amchiyum v'chiyonim. There's nothing new in the Torah. About Chidusha Torah? About a Chidusha Torah is that's what keeps us alive. The Ikas Chayin Olam Abay, somebody's is Chidusha Torah. Amoko Hatahoin Bein HaChidushim HaChitzoinim Shaisim Osru Gedoyin Yisrael. There's a major gap, cataclysmic gap, between those Chadesh Osom in a Torah, those superficial Chidushim that people say in the Torah, which Chazal told us is Osa. To the deep understanding, new depth of understanding of Torah, that's our whole existence lives off that. You say to me, Zos, Anu chovshim rabodim chadashim baim ka Torah, kach migalim lanu b'toicha ilomas, kamusim shelon izgala ad azman shirim lizgalois. There's depths and depths and worlds of Torah that is lying there hidden and will be revealed only when the time comes to be revealed. The Gemara discussed it many times. The Torah leaves over Chidushim. I mean, why can I machadish something? Rabbi Kiva Eiger never saw this. Rabbi Kiva never saw this. Moshe never saw this. Where am I being machadish Torah? Yes, there's a klal like that in Torah. There's things that this generation sees and can be machadish that the previous generation couldn't machadish. Not because we're bigger than them. They were much greater than us. But because it wasn't relevant then, and now it's relevant, and now you'll get the schus if you work hard enough to bring it out into the world. There isn't a day that a Kodesh Baruch is not being machadish new alochas in the based in Shalmala. We say it every day in Brit Hashma. Humachadesh b'chol yoyim tomid ma'aseh b'reishis tomid mamash, says the Nefesh HaChayim, every minute. Hashem's creating a new world, yesh mi'ayin. Now tachas HaShemesh, there's nothing new, but the Torah is not tachas HaShemesh. There's new Torah the whole time. There's new things coming to the world the whole time. Ein lechayoyim she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh shalokh b'eisim shaman l'tiksiv v'hoga mipiv yotzer. ובזה החידוש שעושה בתורה בכל יום מחדש כל מעשה בראשית. All of מעשה בראשית is renewed every moment. Claimer. Sorry, I'm going to get shot here. בכל יום ויום ישנם חידושים והבונות חדושות בתורה הקדושה, שבזמנים אחרים לא יהיו לנו הסכמים להבינם. There's new things today in the world that we can understand that you couldn't understand 10 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago. How could you understand that there'll be a 12-minute rule that everybody will watch? Without any miracles. You could understand that 20 years ago, today's portion. You couldn't understand the depths of that Torah. Today we can understand it. Do you know what genetics has given us? How to understand depths of Kabbalah that could never be understood before? Told they didn't need it. We need it. Anyway, we'll stop there and we'll keep going weiter.
Why is it?